Walk down a grocery store aisle today, and you're likely to find lots of food and lots of marketing claims. Whether a product says it's low in fat or produced without hormones is largely governed by two issues, consumer demand and corporate profit. Harvest Public Media's Amy Mayer explores how those factors influence new food creations.
When the timer goes off in this lab kitchen, students in Iowa State University's food product development class remove from the oven yet another iteration of their pizza crust.
Look at that.
It's not a perfect circle, and it's not cooked exactly evenly.
It's still pretty. Well, it's crispy on the outside, but
Cassie Rickliff says it doesn't behave like normal pizza dough because of the unique gluten-free recipe.
The crust is made out of cauliflower instead of like regular flour.
This class gives students an idea of what goes on in the product development labs of major food companies. Their charge? Invent something new. Like the pizza group, many started with consumer trends. Dairy-free, whole grain, high fiber.
Today we're going to be introducing you to simple virtues. Honestly good, honestly green.
These students are presenting their snack idea, Simple Virtues, red pepper hummus surrounded by crackers made green from spinach and kale.
You can see that it features our gluten-free, vegan, allergen-free formula.
But food industry panelists who evaluate the projects at mid-semester, as higher-ups in a company might, are concerned the name Simple Virtues could be misleading. Here's Terry Vanderpool of Wells Enterprises.
Simple to a lot of people means 5 ingredients or 7 ingredients or, you know, things I can pronounce.
Once they settle on a product, the students must figure out whether it's economically practical to create their recipe at a commercial scale. Virginia Tech professor Courtney Thomas studies politics around food labeling. She says companies, just like these students, will often develop something new in response to consumer interest or demand. But jumping on a trend is not necessarily quick or easy.
The tweaking that has to go on in this product formulation as you try to capture parts of the market is something that I don't think most people think about when they think about what they're buying and when they look at those labels.
But formulation is what these students are razor-focused on. They're fluent in the language of stabilizers and starches, pH, and moisture migration. To make pizza crust from cauliflower, these students use a commercial dryer to dehydrate a puree. That creates a crumbly, dry ingredient that mixes with the egg, cheese, and herbs to create something that very much resembles a traditional pizza crust. It's a hit when the food industry panel comes back to campus at the end of the semester. Jonte Jones works at Tone's Spices in Ankeny, Iowa.
The idea of drum drying or creating an extremely dehydrated product, adding the water back in, I think was brilliant. And the end product was really flavorful. It was really good.
Meanwhile, the Hummus and Cracker Group opted to change their name. Simple is gone. Now they're H-squared, Hummus Harmony. The package says, vegan, gluten-free, whole grain, good source of fiber. Even if most people don't care about those features, the small minority who do are often willing to pay more.
Retailers are aware of these consumers and want to be able to market products to them.
That's Carmen Bain, an Iowa State sociologist who studies food movements.
And there's some really good data that shows just how profitable this is.
For companies, profit is the holy grail of new food products. But most of us aren't paying any attention to that when we rip open the package. Amy Mayer, Harvest Public Media.